Is there any particular piece of furniture in this house that you would like to talk about, that you have any special feeling for, or has any sentimental value? Mm-hmm.
Well, oh yes, every time I look at different pieces, I reminisce, you know. I love that seat, and then my baby chair. I love my baby chair, and that has to be quite old.
Yes,
because I was tied in it, you know. Mm-hmm. But all of the children, I was the eldest, but each one of them sat in the little chair.
Mm-hmm. How many sisters and brothers did you have?
I have two sisters and two brothers.
Are they living now?
Yes, they are living.
Now, where do they live?
One sister lives in Griffin, Ms. Pulling, and the other sister lives in Vidalia. She is Miss Bland. Mm-hmm.
Good old South George.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, I did mean to tell you, you mentioned Eastman, and my grandfather Maddox and grandmother lived in Eastman at one time, and she was buried there. And then I have two brothers. Asa Maddox lives at Indian Springs.
Yeah.
And Stuart, the baby brother, he lives in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did your husband do, Miss Bertha?
Well, he was a farmer, and then we went in business, and he was in store work with me. That was in the middle of the block, and it was...
What kind of store was it? Clothing store?
A clothing store. Well, really, it was a department store because we had ladies and men's at that time.
Uh-huh. Now, what store is it now?
It was in the middle of the block. Mr. Beckham owns it, but it was it was the Hodges Hardware.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They bought it down. Uh-huh. They bought the place and moved in there. And then he was in service, and we were in Michigan for a year too.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet Mr. Perdue?
Well, it was a blind date.
Oh, is that right?
My sister had had a date with him. Reed, my younger sister, had a date with him. And I had a date with another person. And I said a blind date. But we four went out together, don't you know? And he very rarely later told me that Reed was not the girl for him, that he wanted to be with me,
uh-huh.
See? And so we kind of, in some fashion, we switched around that night. And from then on, we just stayed.
How long were you married, Miss?
43 years.
43 years. Mm-hmm. And you lived in this house?
33
years.
33
years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss, did you have a fireplace in the home that you lived in when you were a young girl?
Yes, we did. We had open fires. And even after I married, we had big open fires.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite a chore, even though it was great to have them. You know, you would have the soot and you would have the ashes to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And many times we had long-handled shovels that we scooped the ashes out, you know, and get it all clean and brush it up in. And back when I was real young, I can remember my mother whitewashing the hearth. And I thought it was just so pretty. Just so pretty, you know, and it'd be just as snow white as could be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some kind of mud, white mud that was gotten. And I remember the old nigger woman that always got the mud for her. And she would whitewash that, you see.
Like a chalk.
A chalk. Uh-huh. It was real white.
Did you ever have to clean the inside of the fireplace, the thing that goes up the wall?
Yes, up the chimney. And I remember later days that my daddy, I don't know whether he made it or what, but he had some kind of a device that would